This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You still there? Gosh, she's using her real name. Go her. Yeah.
She don't care.
I'm just verifying that. Right, Tiffany? You're cool with your real name being on?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Do you have any piercings you want to talk about?
Ooh. No, not any on my vagine.
I know, man.
Wow.
Okay. So you contacted us yesterday during the 9 o'clock hour, which we're just usually catching up on time and don't really have the most time. But you have, what was it you said, Fatboy, in the little promo that really you said? This is a direct quote.
She said, "I'm not a bitch, but I'm gonna be when I come on your show."
Okay, that's what it was.
Which is powerful.
Pretty much.
Okay, so why are you going to be a bitch on the show today? Toward us? Or?
Yeah. No, okay. not with you guys at all. I'm getting married in March, late March, and my friend Holly is supposed to be my maid of honor. And as of now, there's no way she's going to be able to be in the wedding, and I just don't see how it's going to happen.
Man, why? What'd she do? I mean, did she do anything or
something? It's what she's not doing, more so. Like, I've been on this girl for months to lose weight, and she needed to lose around like 40 pounds to be at a healthy weight. And she told me she was going to lose the weight, and I don't know how serious she was about that, because it's not happened. It hasn't happened at all.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm going to wait to hear the rest of what you have to say. Healthy weight, is that, and to be honest, because we don't know each other and all this, but like when you say a healthy weight, does that mean to fit in the style of dress that you want? Because you're really not concerned about her health as much as you want her to look good when she's in the pictures.
I feel like I'm concerned about both, but yes, I want my pictures and my wedding to look a certain way, and she doesn't fit that picture right now.
Yeah, but here's what I would do. I would do a cocktail hour prior to, that way everybody has a buzz, and then when you do the photographs, put some kind of filter on there that smushes her gut together or something.
I mean, that could work, but we got fitted for our dresses back in September, and like she knew that the wedding was going to be in March, and set, and like she could not.
It's not baby weight, is it?
No, this is no. We're grown women. This is not baby weight.
No, I don't mean from her childhood. I don't mean from her childhood. I thought from a recent childbirth.
Oh no, she is a single female, has no kids.
Okay,
so she has no excuse. She just needs to get off of her lazy ass and get in the gym.
Ooh.
But the thing is, like, we got fitted for our dresses, and I, like, my fiance and I paid for the dresses for all of like my wedding party.
Good Lord.
And nice.
Yeah, thank you. And she knew what size the dress was, and said, "Oh, I'm gonna lose the weight. has not lost anything. So she's like, I don't know what she's going to do with this dress, but she is always strapped for cash, so it's not like she's going to be able to pay to get it altered.
Jesus.
So is that just going to be on me? No, we already bought you this freaking dress that you said that you were going to be able to fit, and you haven't lost the weight. Then we have the holidays, and, you know, I'm a bitch, but I'm not that big of a bitch. I knew that people gain weight, but it's like, dude, you haven't done anything to lose this weight, and she's gained like 5 to 10 extra pounds, and I'm like...
Yeah.
I feel like my hands are tied. Like, I don't see how she can be in my wedding if she still looks the same.
Even if she's in it somehow, this is going to be what you think about.
They should make all bridesmaids' dresses out of that flex
right?
stuff.
Make it comfortable.
Like the Under Armour shirts.
Yeah, like that compression or whatever. Is there not one of those heavy-duty skims that you could slide her down into to pop in?
I mean, I don't even think that would work to get her to fit into the dress. She needed to lose, like, a good 40 pounds. And now...
That's not realistic.
No, she had time between September and March. Like, that was enough time to do it, and in a healthy way. She just chose not to.
Why not
so
get a dress?
Now I'm just like...
Go ahead,
I don't know. Sabotaging my wedding is what it feels like.
It sounds to me that you got a dress that didn't fit her in the first place. I would have fit her too, what she was weighing at that point, and then if she lost weight, have it altered.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, she had the option of saying she didn't want the dress. She had the option of saying she didn't want to be in my wedding. She said yes to both, so therefore she said yes to losing the weight.
Is that enough time to lose that much weight? That seems like a...
That's kind of
a pain in the ass to get married. I mean, God bless.
This point of view,
you pick your people, you do all your stuff. But then, like, I can't fully sit here and, like, be on your side about this, because, like, where is let's quit saying you care about her health. You might, but if you wasn't getting married right now, it would be of little of no concern.
She would care more if it were a different situation.
For sure. So,
yeah.
Who down deep are you? Is it because of the pictures, or are your other friends going to think less? Like, in your, where's that mindset that this is so bad if she's up there spilling out of the dress, or, you know, she's heavy or whatever? Like, she's your friend, like your real friend?
She's my friend. I mean, I made her my maid of honor. So a lot of, like, my family and friends, she knows already. They know her. I just, you know.
So they know.
I don't want to look back on my pictures and feel some type of way and know that she could have done more when she's not done anything at all.
You should see, oh God, I hate to even mention this. You should see how stupid Fatboy looked when he was in mine. He was standing there with this duh face, and he didn't want to be there. He was just like, and I should have seen that as a sign to run the other way, but I didn't.
I knew the reception was going to be fun. I wanted to be.
I think you should just get another.
That's because it was a
buffet. When is the wedding again? I'm sorry. How many weeks do you have left?
How long before you get married?
It's in late March.
Okay.
Late March. So it's like the last bit of March. We're having it that weekend.
Why don't you get another dress and have that altered appropriately to her body type now, and just love her the way she is?
She's got to buy another one.
Because that's not realistic.
Yeah, and this is... God, I didn't know people still said Bridezilla, because the whole text line is saying Bridezilla over and over again. Yeah. But I
know.
Well...
Because I would never expect someone to change.
I know,
I'm
acting, but at the end of the day, it's
my dress.
Wedding. I can't have my wedding the way that I want it to be and look the way I want it to.
Yeah, to a point. But again, like, I've been to so many, I don't like them unless there's an open bar, but I've been to a bunch of weddings, and I don't remember what people were wearing.
No.
And I'm not attributing that to the open bar either. Like, now, women, different thing. They can remember, I went to that wedding 7 years ago.
Yeah, we wouldn't remember that.
Would not remember it. So, to women, I can't even tell you. Well, yes, I can, because I remember the picture of... There's this one fat boy didn't know we were taking a picture, and he's looking away, and he's like...
Nobody told me.
Yeah, this is on his mouth, whatever. But it's a day that...
But it's fun.
I have never met a woman or a man or a woman that ever said, yes, our wedding went off like without a hitch, and it was perfect.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's fairy tale world. It's like you, your family pictures everybody. The kids are so perfect and everything's so perfect. But the hell that happened right before that picture where everybody's smiling. If you don't smile right now, I'm going to take your switch from
And this You're bringing back a lot of memories here. Yeah.
This is going to bother old Tiff as long as she remembers. Just this
whole situation. Oh, I'm not trying to scold you because I'm superficial as hell too, but it's one of those things where I'm just kidding. I'm not. It's one of those things though where she can, I'm drawing this off a text after I was reading through all the Bridezillas. It says maybe your friend, you said, I believe you said she's single. Is she the last of the friends to be single?
Yes, she is.
Boom. Dodgeball.
When you said she was always strapped for cash, is she always trying to hit you up for whatever? Loans?
Yes, yes. So even with her having to, like, if I was okay with her getting a dress that actually fit her, like, she wouldn't even be able to pay for that herself. So here I am having to buy a second dress for her to accommodate the weight that she was supposed to lose. Even if she only lost half, that would have been good. But the fact is that she's made no effort. And that's like a reflection of her life, too. Always strapped for cash. Single. Like, I don't know.
But people that have weight problems, you're putting unnecessary stress on someone for your own gain. And
she's putting unnecessary stress on me. It's my wedding.
If she started right now, would she even have enough time to lose half?
No, she wouldn't.
This is like a movie.
That's a lot of weight.
She could lose at least 10 pounds. I mean, it's January. She could lose at least 10, maybe 15 pounds. You know, big people lose weight faster.
Yeah,
big people.
Big people.
Y'all wonder how big she is now.
But, well, larger people lose. I mean, like fat. I mean,
what?
You start dieting as a bigger person, you lose a lot, and then you plateau, and then it slowly just comes off.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, right. If she just stopped drinking soda, like, she would probably lose 10 pounds just off of that. If she walked in the evening, she would probably lose, you know, another 10 pounds off of that. Like, she just has to do something. She's not doing anything, and all I hear is excuses.
Why don't you accept her for the way she is? Get her a new dress and just be done with it. And you focus on yourself.
Too much to accept.
Because you're not happy with your wedding.
I'm already paying for the whole wedding. I owe her another dress.
See, she can't go buy her own dress because it's not going to match or it's not going to be the same quality. That's going to stand out to her.
You know, I went to a wedding one time where the bride told the bridesmaids, these are the colors that we're using. Wear a dress that matches. And certainly there were a couple different shades of this. I like to call it garnet. Many of you would say maroon if you're a Clemson fan. But it was different styles. I'm like, you know, it's not the cookie cutter that everything needs to be. I know. I liked it too.
Yeah.
I went to a wedding one time where they had a lady preacher.
What?
Yeah.
Progressive.
Wouldn't say God either. They said the universe brought you together. And I'm like, what are we doing here now?
Even the Episcopal Church has women preachers. Come on.
I was making a joke about that part, but the other part about the universe, I'm like,
I don't know if I can fall you. I mean, it is your wedding after all.
Thank you.
It might come off as a little bit bitchy, but I mean, it's your wedding at the end of the day.
I just think you should refocus yourself on making yourself happy.
And, she is. You know, she's trying to get this girl to slim down.
Yeah, but that's for
her happiness is very vain.
That's for your pictures and whatever you're trying to prove to yourself. But, you know, the time goes so fast during your wedding. Just enjoy it.
It does. And nobody's going to remember.
Nobody cares.
I do like the idea of the different shades. She is the maid of honor, so maybe I can look at her closet and see what she has. But I don't know. If I don't like anything, I may have to tell her she just has to watch.
Reassign her to the guest book.
Get her another.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right.
Before we bring on this young lady, let's give you a very small portion of the call from Tiffany yesterday that has now made this woman pissed at her and everyone involved, and is going to join us right after this is over. Here we go.
Like, my fiance and I paid for the dresses for all of, like, my wedding party.
Good Lord.
And she knew what size the dress was and said, oh, I'm going to lose the weight. She has not lost anything. So she's like, I don't know what she's going to do with this dress, but she is always strapped for cash, so it's not like she's going to be able to pay to get it altered.
Jesus.
So is that just going to be on me? No, we already bought you this freaking dress that you said that you were going to be able to fit, and you haven't lost the weight. Then we have the holidays, and you haven't done anything to lose this weight, and she's gained like 5 to 10 extra pounds, and I'm like, I don't see how she can be in my wedding if she still looks the same. She needed to lose like a good 40 pounds, and now...
That's not
No, she had time between September and March. Like, that was enough time to do it, and in a healthy way. She just chose not to.
Why not
get
a dress?
Now I'm just like,
go ahead.
I don't know. Sabotaging my wedding is what it feels like.
Sabotage.
Saboteur.
And that's just a brief glimpse of it. I mean, she was saying some downright mean things, and she said her name too, and referred to a couple places near where they live, and like, of course it's gonna get back.
I got questions about that weight for a woman. That's a big number. It's big for anybody, but for
September
a woman,
September to when did she get married? In April,
March, late March, okay, April, March, yeah, somewhere around there.
6 months? No. 7 pounds a month.
I mean,
you're gonna lose it at the... I lost a lot at the beginning, and now I'm hitting that plateau where I get irritated.
I would
but
say,
I'm like, well, you know,
you're
at
9 pounds
time,
away.
What am I? 10.
20 pounds would be a little bit more realistic in that time of 2 pounds a week, and sometimes you plateau.
Yeah. Well,
I don't plateau because I don't start.
Yes, you're great at starting them.
All right. I really am.
So is she go? I guess she's going to say her name.
Oh yeah, she don't care. It's Holly.
Holly, aww. Good morning. Holly.
Yeah, good morning. I'm sorry that you had to listen to that liar Tiffany the other day.
Well, it was actually yesterday.
Yeah.
So, first off, that's got to be incredibly odd to hear someone saying those things. Someone that's your close friend, and not assuming you're going to hear about it. So,
typical. She's got no class. You can tell. You talk to her.
Yeah, she was real aggressive.
Abrasive. Yeah. Yeah.
So you tell me. Yeah, you just tell me what you think about this, because if you're in a bridal store, and I'm a very healthy size 10, by the way. I'm not like she made 40 pounds. I mean, whatever.
See, I don't know what
I'm
size.
I'm a very healthy size 10.
I don't know what that means.
That's
though.
Like a medium. She's not obese.
Okay.
And then she's saying to me, and she's saying to the people in the store that I have to be a size 6. And she's going to get the dress in a size 6. And I'm telling her, look, I'm a size 10. And yeah, I mean, I'll work out an extra day a week if you want me to that bad. But I mean, I'm healthy and I'm a size 10. Why don't we get me a size 10? And then, you know, if I get really tiny, you can just bring in the seams. But she was like, no, we're getting you the size 6. She had this dream of a size. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with her, basically. Like, what is wrong with me being the size I am when I'm healthy? And she's insisting that I have to be this smaller size little pencil girl. And then it's my fault that I'm not a pencil girl.
Are the other girls, women in the wedding, are they smaller, I guess?
They got to be, right?
I'm supposed to answer that question? Like, that's relevant to the story?
Well, no.
Really? Did
I
you
know.
Just really ask that?
Now, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
We need to, like, okay. The attitude needs to be
so
on.
I'm not so sure now.
I'll say she was.
Well, I'll just hang up on you and let you go, because we're on your side here. I'm telling you that, or I'm asking you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
I understand why you. I mean, you got called out on the radio by a so-called friend, but are any of the other women having the problem? Did she, you know?
Let's just say it this way. Everyone else got their dress in their right size.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm the one that she said she's going to get it 2 sizes smaller than my size.
See, I think that's where, and we said this to her yesterday, and I'm sorry there's a miscommunication there. I ain't got no heat with you. We good. But I had to actually Google what a size 10. I don't know what women's sizes are.
Yeah, like, that's probably, you know, you go 8.
But you know
10.
What's crazy is
that's about medium.
The way Google, I just wrote in size 10 women, and the first Quora, you know that website?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is a size 10 woman considered overweight? And you know what? Paige just nailed it. Size 8 to 10 is considered size medium.
Yeah.
So what would I be in a woman's size?
36.
You would be a plus size.
But
and,
like, do
and
you...
I would still style you because they've got some really nice plus size clothes, fat boy.
Well, I'd sit on your chest until you did, so you'd have no choice.
Jesus. You would, your boobs, you'd have boobs on your back then. Do you, we're friends here, and I'm just asking this because according to this, a lot of women that are size 10 are curvier women. So I'm just going to cut the crap here and just say, do you have a big butt?
Like, I don't mean big. I mean it just matches like, my big chest.
Oh my
nice.
Oh, she's got the
you
problems.
You can't
that
have one and not have the. I mean, they just go hand in hand.
I have to get medium pants and extra large shirts.
God, I love it.
She was pretty adamant about there's not going to be any alterations. This is like a one time. That's the size. That's what it's going to be. But 40 pounds.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless you want to add some elastic panels all around.
I said they should make flex, that stuff that Under Armour's, Under Armour dress.
Well, I supported you from the get-go when I heard her say that, because I said, well, why don't you just get her a dress that fits her? Because realistically, I've tried to skinny down for outfits and ended up not being able to wear them because it's just not realistic. And then you stress yourself out. You don't have a good time. And the people that were in my wedding, my bridesmaids, I love them to this day. They're my best friends. And I wouldn't put them through that at all. I would just say, I don't care. Just wear the dress that I got. Show up. Let's have a good time. Make the best of it. And, you know, whatever you do with your dress, afterwards, I'm not going to be hurt about it. It's just a dress. Right.
Holly, you know what I told her she should have done is to... I think most bridal parties should do this. Pick your colors and then just tell the bridesmaids, wear dresses of your choosing in this color. Yep. It don't have to be all me. We talk about this world of, I don't want to be a basic bitch, except all you're doing is pinning. You pin up, you stealing all the ideas from somebody else. It's like the bars downtown Greenville. Y'all have clearly been to Austin, Texas.
And they all look beautiful in my wedding. I thought they were gorgeous. And, you know.
Well, the guy that gave you away was impeccably handsome.
He was stunning.
What about, like, it's me. Well, she threw the dig in there. She said you're always strapped for cash, Holly.
Oh, geez.
That was...
I mean, isn't everybody?
Yeah, damn right. He ain't going to address that.
Are you good friends? I think that's where he's getting at.
Well, like, I mean, I thought we were, but then you're talking about how you were with your bridesmaids, and I feel like I have the wrong friend.
Well, I mean, I think it comes to a point where, like, do you want to be in it now?
I wouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't.
I mean, what? Unless she wants me to wrap that dress around my hair like a turban, there's no way I can wear that dress.
Well, people would be asking you to tell them their future. You're like a psychic.
Okay,
or
so even if you get a size 6.
Hello, welcome to the wedding. I read your future.
I'll just say that the size 6 may not fit her in the curves, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, she said she had a badonk.
Yeah. So she may have to just get a bigger size and
I would not
have it altered to fit you beautifully, which you're probably a beautiful girl.
Yeah, but even this, that, or the other, she's going to stand up there that day and after all what she said yesterday?
I feel like she never would have addressed it.
Too unforgiving. You said addressed it?
I don't feel like it ever would have came up until she decided to have some, you know, big blow up on the show about it.
Paige, what would you do?
I wouldn't go to the wedding.
But not be in it.
I wouldn't go to the wedding.
Would not go to the wedding?
No. Yeah, I don't think she's been... I don't want to go through that.
No. Holly, don't do it.
You're talking you out of it.
I mean, listen to the way she talked about it. I forgot about the financial slight she put against you yesterday. And she's on there. We are buying the dress. Who's buying the... Like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Unless you decide, like, look, it's a stressful situation. Maybe she's kind of venting right now,
this
blowing up.
This is why I want to tell all the gay people, you know what? Don't be, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I know you can get married now in most places, but back then when you couldn't, like, it's a lot of stress. They might be doing you a favor by not letting you get married.
I'm not going to do it again.
It's such a pain in the butt. Mm. So would the honeymoon. Oh, listen to you, Holly. You seem lovely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going up. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This guy's morning show.
Like in space, you're flying through asteroid belts?
Pretty much. Or it'll like a ball return at your bowling alley. Or you're waiting for it to pop up.
Oh, you got a slow digestive tract, Katie.
Here comes a big sixlet.
You need to have more roughage.
Use some fiber.
The word polyps is scary.
Because I don't even really know what it is.
Well, let me tell you this, and this is not to like gross you out or anything, but a couple of your P words, and you will get that way. But new listeners to the show, I'm type 2 diabetic. I've never had to get shots. I just take a pill in the morning, pill at night. One in the about halfway through if I want one. But no, really, I take 2 a day. And over the years, they've changed. Like if you're on a prescription, like you'll get it 1 month and it'll be pink, like a football. The next time you get it might be square and yellow, whatever. So right when I started this new type of diabetes medicine, it was called Glucophage. It sounds like a expensive luxury brand.
Is that sounds like a dessert.
Is that a Glucophage bag you have there, Paige? or a dessert? Yes, we're going to go with the Glucophage for 2, please. Garcon, boy, over here. So, long story short, I was going to the bathroom, number 2, and I felt something weird. And it's not being gross. This is health stuff. And I felt something odd a couple times, and I looked down into there, and I saw what looked to be grapes. And I was like, first off, I ate grapes, but I these were like I swallowed full grapes.
Okay.
Like, I chew them up, mince them up in my mouth or whatever, I swallow them.
Oh, no.
And I was really freaked out by that. And I told, actually, I will say his name right now, former account executive David Copelson that used to work with.
Hey, buddy.
And I told Cope about it because I don't know. I don't know why that came up. I told Cope, not Adam Copeland, but David Copelson. I said, Cope, this is weird, man. He's like, sounds like polyps, buddy. And I'm like,
God, it sounds like something he would say.
Always the worst.
Because he would know.
But he, yeah. So
he's very knowledgeable.
He's like, sounds like polyps. And I go Google and I'm like, good God, man, it kind of looks like that. So I call my doctor, freaking out, my primary care, which is my doctor.
Let me follow you to the bathroom so we can take a look at it.
You may give you a colonoscopy, buddy. How can we monetize this right now?
Oh, so, my God.
Come back to the Coke. That's
a sales guy for you. How can we monetize this? I love that. So
that's disgusting.
My doctor said, and this is weird, but he's like, I need you to take a picture of one.
Why don't you just mail it to him in a box?
What's in the box? It's my polyps,
maybe.
I want
to see it.
In a ring box.
I sent the picture to him, then I get a call back, and you will never believe this. I can't believe I've never shared this on the air before, probably because it's gross. But
was it not?
It was not polyps, thank God.
Praise Jesus.
This is your doctor.
It was the new pill had a the gel cap on the pill was made of vegetable, like a vegetable
Surprise oil. You took it.
I love the hell out of vegetables.
You do now.
But what the coating, I guess, was made out of vegetable oil or whatever. So my body didn't break it down. But the gel tab in my tum-tum was filling up with all of the trash that was coming down the chute.
It kept collecting them.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And just shooting out like bullets. I mean,
right, look, I can imagine.
Like I'm shooting into the Atlantic Ocean.
At the rate of speed,
splash,
too.
Splash.
So does it normally break down, or does it end up in?
I guess it just depends on your
biochemistry,
body or what you eat or whatever.
But he wanted you to take a picture.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I was like, God, this is freaking. And I'll tell you another thing that's awful,
that
too.
That is fascinating.
Prior to cell phone cameras. Oh, this makes me miss her because I love her. So we're just like death and gloom today on a Friday. But my grandma, Nanny, the sweetest woman that was ever.
Was she the farter?
She was the farter. She was also the quarter Cherokee. And
I love that.
Or the sixth Cherokee.
Did she ever apologize or she just...
For farting?
Yeah.
She, I don't know if she could hear it.
Yeah.
We never, neither...
So true.
Her and my grandpa would no-sell farts, but we didn't know if...
That's
it was beneath them to acknowledge it.
Yeah, they didn't.
Or if they just didn't hear it. Or if they don't feel it.
I don't know. All the above. I don't know, because there was a lady at the grocery store who dusted me and didn't even acknowledge it. And I thought, oh, you just killed a...
God. Like, you got farted on at the grocery store?
I did.
Like, did she walk by doing it or did it and walk by and she
just pulled
by
me
by
and
you?
Just like really and didn't even
you
say
make her
she
dress
was,
move?
She didn't say she was sorry and she kept talking to me. I'm like, ready to pass
like,
out.
Looking for ice cream and then she's just
playing
like,
the horn here.
Wouldn't you say excuse
she
me?
She fired one off in the freezer and tried to lock you in with it.
I wanted to say, you need to go to the bathroom now.
Everybody knows if you got a fart, you go in the beer cave and just like, wait.
I remember that time we did an appearance at a convenience store and it was like 102 degrees that day, and I was so hot. I went and sat in the beer cooler because I thought I was going to pass out. I was like, I'm going to pass out right now. But anyway, my sweet grandma, she had some, you know, the way older people, they wait a lot of times till the last minute to, you know, they come from that time of rubbing dirt on it and not being a wuss.
Yeah, just
so
stubborn.
She's had this real bad sore on her leg, and it was gross.
Oh, God.
And the doctor wanted to see a picture of it. So my mom, hey, baby, she got my camera that I had and took it and said, do you have any film left? You kids have no idea what this is like.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. Do you have any film left on there? And you go look at the top and it's like, it says three. I have three pictures. Well, I need it. So whatever else is on there. So I go get them and, you know, that was the best thing. I went to Eckerd Drugs. They knock it out in like an hour. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going through and looking at the pictures, and that is like, I love you, Nanny. You know, you would get a laugh out of this. I feel like, but it was from right here. This point, you have to explain this. If the sore was here, and my mom took the picture from there, so you see a little bit. It's the side.
So you saw a little bit of little carpet.
Yeah, like one you'd put in front of a sink.
But a mature doctor doesn't care.
If you're looking down the side of somebody's house, you might see some shrubbery peeking out.
Right. But
a bush, maybe.
Years later, well done. Years later, I was going through some pictures, and one of them had just slid into there, and I threw it away. I was like, there ain't no need. This is awful.
What if you, never mind. I can't say that because it was the actual picture of the sore.
It was.
I was just thinking, what if the sore wasn't there and you forgot who it was and you're like, hey, I'm going to keep this in the old bank. Go back to it if I need to.
Only you would think that.
But then you remember who it was after. You're like, oh, no, no.
Would they think that?
Or if you're just in the sores, you're like, hey.
Haunt him, Nanny. I know you.
Don't you do it.
Does the Lord let you come haunt people that are talking crap about you on earth?
I support Native Americans.
Your new name is Sick Boy.
That's been taken by WCW. Billy Kidman will sue him.
Yep. Right.
guys.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
Rise, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.